You're listening to Currently Off Air, and we're embarking upon a foolish series where we're trying to play you a track from every recognised country in the world. And we may as well start off in the oldest location of known human existence on the planet, a country now known as Ethiopia, and this is Mulatu Ashteke and Yemeke Su.
Thank you.
That was Yemeke Su by Mulatu Ashteke from Ethiopia. Yemeke Su translates as a man of experience and wisdom. And that was recorded about 1970. And Mulatu Ashteke left Ethiopia in the late 50s to study engineering in Wales and ended up getting a degree, though, in music at Lindisfarne College in Wrexham before moving to Trinity College of Music in London. And then he enrolled in Boston's prestigious Berklee College of Music before returning to Ethiopia to do a clutch of now legendary Ethiopian jazz LPs.
Yeah, and still very, very active now with British group Heliocentrics. And I saw them once at the Barbican, a very sort of psychedelic affair with sounding very much like sort of Miles Davis, latter-day Miles Davis, very electric jazz. And, of course, that track was featured in the Jim Jarmusch film Broken Flowers, along with a few other of his.
Ethiopia is really known as the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, and it's a multilingual and multi-ethnic society of around 80 different groups that has 90 recognised languages. It's landlocked. Eritrea to the north, Djibouti and Somalia to the east, Sudan and South Sudan to the west, and Kenya to the south. And it's the first major empire in the world to officially adopt Christianity as a state religion, which it did in the 4th century. And of course, it was the birthplace of Haile Selassie, who was Egypt's regent from 1916 to 1930, and the emperor from 1930 to 1974. And Haile Selassie, whose name was Rastafari Mekonnen, is revered, or was revered, as the returned Messiah of the Bible by the Rastafari movement in Jamaica, who believed that he would lead to a future generation of eternal peace, righteousness and prosperity. I don't quite know how that worked out for everybody. Haile Selassie spent his exile years in the late 30s living in Bath in the United Kingdom. Prior to that, he stayed in Warne's Hotel in Worthing and visited Brighton and Hove a couple of times. And there's some lovely pictures that you can see of him sitting on a deck chair on Brighton Pier and visiting a dairy farm in Hove in his wellies. Turning our attention now to Jamaica, this is from one of the great Jamaican reggae LPs of the late 70s, of which there were literally thousands. This is from the album Heart of the Congos by the Congos and Lee Perry, and the track is called Ark of the Covenant.
It shines out of the Ark of the Covenant. It shines out of the Ark of the Covenant. Rings its priests and warriors. Rings its priests and warriors. They were all safe in the Ark of the Covenant. They were all safe in the Ark of the Covenant.
That was The Ark of the Covenant from the Congos, from their 1977 album with Lee Perry, The Heart of the Congos.
Yeah, excellent track. And Cedric Myton's still touring with a version of the Congos. And unlike some reggae bands, which you might go and see from, you know, who were great in the 70s and are a bit disappointing today, Cedric Myton and his current band, the Congos, really, really good live, you know, really energetic and still in fine voice.
And of course that song represents Jamaica, which is, has proved to be one of the most musically productive areas of land on the planet during the 20th century. 3 million people there, roughly, about the size of Wales, and countless amazing and legendary artists and albums came from there, especially during the 60s and 70s. Although Nick is a massive dancehall fan and he likes a jump up and a bit of bashment whenever he can get it. So from a very small island to a giant country, but staying in 1977, this is another great legend of world music, Fela Kuti, from his album Sorrow, Tears and Blood. This is Colonial Mentality.
Thank you. colo mentality.
If you say you've been colonial, you man, you gone be slave man before. They don't release you now, but you never release yourself.
I say you fit in, never release yourself. Colo mentality.
If you say you've been colonial, you man, you gone be slave man before. They don't release you now, but you never release yourself.
It be so, them they do, them they overdo. All the things that them they do,
he be so.
Be so, them they do, them they do, them they overdo. All the things that them they do,
he
be so. Be so, them they do, them they think is that they better pass them, brother. And no, be so,
he
be so. Be so, them they do, them they think is that they better pass them, brother. And no, be so,
he be so.
The thing with black no good, the foreign things them they like it. No, be so,
he be so.
We're black, no good. Now foreign taste, them they like it not be so.
It be so.
Them go turn your condition and close them country away. Not be so.
It be so.
Them go turn your condition and close them country away. Not be so.
It be so.
Them judge him go cocky weak and jail him brother away. Not be so.
It be so.
Them judge him go put him weak and jail him brother away. Not be so.
It be so.
Them go proud of them name and put them slave name for heading up the soul.
It be so.
Them go proud of them name and put them slave name for heading up the soul.
It be so.
Colo mentality now make you hear me now. It's a ransom in me. It's a Williams in me.
It's
a Aliyah in me.
It's
a Mohammed in me.
It's
a Anglican in me. Bishop, you make me hear. It's a Catholic, you make me hear. It's a Muslim, you make me hear. The Africa, we devil make me hear. The Africa, we devil make me hear. Colo mentality. Colo mentality. It's a ransom, you make me hear. It's a ransom, you make me hear. The Africa, we devil make me hear.
There you go, that was Fela Kuti from the album Sorrow, Tears and Blood from 1977, and a song called Colonial Mentality about his rejection of his original slave name of Fela Ransom Kuti. Fela Kuti was born in Lagos, Nigeria, to a prestigious family of educators and activists, and he left Nigeria in the late 50s to study medicine in London, but transferred to Trinity College London, like Mulatu Eshteke from earlier, and studied the trumpet, and then ended up going to America and forming a high life band and being influenced by the emerging Black Panther Party and the work of James Brown. And then he returned to Nigeria and created music that he called Afrobeat, that's gone on to be incredibly influential. At the time he recorded Colonial Mentality, he had his own republic within Nigeria. So I suppose we're representing two countries there. And it's called the Kalakuta Republic, and it was a compound which included the club called The Shrine, where him and his band played and lived. And the Kalakuta Republic was razed to the ground by government soldiers in 1977, at which point his famous drummer Tony Allen left. That recording also featured uncredited guest appearance from Lester Bowie, who was a wonderful American jazz musician who was famous for his work with the Art Ensemble of Chicago and for being the husband of Fontella Bass of Rescue Me fame. And Fela is one of those artists, I suppose, who's even more prolific in death than he was alive. You know, every couple of years there's reissues and repackages, and of course there's been a Broadway musical. I think you saw the English version of the Broadway musical, didn't you?
I did, yeah, at the National Theatre. First half wasn't that great, but the second half was good. Yeah, they had the band there, not Anti-Ballast though, which I think they played in the Broadway version.
And he died a fairly young man, 58, of complications to do with AIDS. And he did spend some of his life in prison by the government. He was constantly warring with the Nigerian government of the time. And I think the play Fela transferred to the West End for a while. It's still on in America. Now there's a film in the works.
Yeah, directed by Steve McQueen, who did the thing about Bobby Sands and
the Sex Addict film, Shame.
Yeah, indeed.
So good, Sex Addict and Political Activist, which sort of almost defined Fela Kuti's work. And many of his albums being reissued on vinyl during 2012 and 2013. The first six were reissued on Knitting Factory Records, and that was curated by Amir Thompson from The Roots. And the last batch of six, picked by Ginger Baker, who also played alongside Fela Kuti for many years, and they've just come out, and I think there's another batch due by the end of the year.
Incredible, isn't it? I did see Fela Kuti once at the Glastonbury Festival. I think it was in 1984. I was very young then, of course, but yeah, I left before the end. It was a long show, and I went to my tent, kind of regret.
Shame on you.
I was a bit tired. Yeah, he was the last on, but he was playing for hours or so.
So you're listening to Currently Off Air, and this is part of a series of shows around the world where we're trying to play a track from every recognised country in the world. Will we make it?
Okay, well, I think we're heading over to Cuba. We're going to the Caribbean, and we're going to be listening to the collaboration between Manuel Galban and Ray Cuda from a few years ago. Thank you. Okay, that was Manuel Galbao with Bodas d'Oro from his 2001 collaboration with Rai Kuda. And the album was called Mambo Sinuendo, won a Grammy Award in that year for Best Pop Instrumental Album. They have categories, the Grammys, for almost anything, but a good record and part of the Buena Vista Social Club phenomenon. That was a solo record, but obviously Manuel also involved with the original Buena Vista Social Club recordings with Rai Kuda, filmed by Wim Wenders as well, and many other great music styles coming out of Cuba. But we thought we'd pick on that because it was such a big phenomenon at the time. Yeah, and of course, the recording of the Buena Vista Social Club would have been counter to the US policy of cultural boycott of the of Cuba, which continued for many years, even under Obama. You know, the seemingly kind of more enlightened Obama, the cultural and trade boycott continues, which is, you know, a bit of a shame. In fact, you know, watching Castro come out to vote earlier this year in Cuba remind us that he's seen off 11 US presidents since the Cuban Revolution in January of 59. Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and another Bush, of course, and Obama. So interesting politically and musically in Cuba.
Whilst we're in Havana, let's head to the airport and get on a flight across Haiti in the Dominican Republic, fly over Puerto Rico so we can end up in the Virgin Isles. And the Virgin Isles was the birthplace of John Lucien, and this is taken from his 1974 album My Mind's Eye, and the track is Listen Love.
Listen love to the song I'm singing. Hopefully you have heard my every word. My heart must remind me, for it's so in love with you. Cosa? Listen, love, to the song I'm singing. Hopefully, you have heard my every word. But you see, my heart must remind me, for it's so in love with you. Perfectness has a link between us. Love so real, feel like I'm a child again. Chasing dreams and filled with red and yellow colors, eating gingerbread and wine. Where's this place called heaven? Could it be that's where you're from? You unfold my every need like you knew me when my life began. Listen, love, to the prayer I'm praying. Hopefully, our Supreme will hear my plea. Faithfully, you'll be my commander. For I'm so in love with you. From the bone,
There you had some of the incredible vocal stylings of John Lucin, who was born on the island of Tortola, which is one of the main islands of the British Virgin Islands, which also comprises the islands Virgin Gorda, Jost Van Dyke and Anagada, and they're overseas territories of the United Kingdom. The US Virgin Islands incorporates Puerto Rico. The islands got their name after Christopher Columbus visited, wiping out many indigenous peoples along the way, although that's probably a little bit allegedly. There's three indigenous peoples from the Virgin Islands who didn't survive the attentions of colonialists around that time. And the major indigenous form of music in the Virgin Islands is scratch band, otherwise known as fungi band. And in this, improvised instruments like gourds and washboards make a kind of music called kelbe.
Right, from the Virgin Isles to Zimbabwe now, with the Bundu Boys, a track of theirs from the early 1980s called Hupenu Hwangu.
Bye now!
Du Bois from 1980s. Before they came over to the UK and became quite successful, they were championed by DJs John Peel and Andy Kershaw, and toured extensively and were a great live act. And they, it kind of all fell apart, sadly. I mean, they got a major deal with Warner Brothers. I mean, they supported Madonna at Wembley, and but then produced this terrible kind of compromised record called True Gears. And then the band kind of fell apart after that. And three of them died from AIDS, and the singer Biggie Tempo hanged himself in a psychiatric ward. So a kind of tragic tale, which has contrasts quite a bit with the upbeat guitar-driven pop of the record we just heard.
And probably a little-known fun fact about Zimbabwe is that Robert Mugabe is a big fan of Gangnam Style and has been practicing it in the capital. And also a great supporter of Zimbabwe was the Brighton-based landlord Nicholas Hoogstraten, who owns lots of land over there.
Got a good connection. I'd forgotten about that. And he's still very friendly with Robert Mugabe, isn't he?
We're getting on a plane in Harare, heading out to the east coast of Africa, to Madagascar, and this is Tarika with Sonigale.
Sonegal, mai fe de Sonegal.
That was Tarika from the album Sonegal, and that album is about the Malagzi uprising against the French colonialists in 47, and in Madagascar they finally got independence in 1960. Some facts about Madagascar: it's the fourth largest island in the world, there's 22 million people there, and it's the home to the ring-tailed lemur.
Okay then, we're heading off now to Siberia. More particularly, or more exactly, the Tuva region of Siberia, and we're going to be listening to Yak Car and their version of When the Levee Breaks. Distinctive sound of Albert Kuvezin and Yatkar doing their version of When the Levee Breaks from 2005, an album called Recovers, where they basically, I think they went through Albert's record collection, and they were doing Led Zeppelin, and they also do Hank Williams, Bob Marley, Motorhead as well. And when they came over here in 2005, it's one of the loudest shows I've ever been to, I think. So the throat singing, yes, but also quite loud on the rock band dynamic as well.
And some facts about that area: it's just north of Mongolia. Mongolia also popularised Tuvan throat singing. The average annual temperature in January, is minus 32 degrees, and it's mainly made up, it seems, of forests, lakes and the Russian steppe. And that particular form of Tuvan throat singing, or overtone singing, is linked to the chants of Tibetan monks. You've been listening to Around the World on Currently Off Air. We're attempting to play a song from every recognised country in the world and some unrecognised countries as well. For details on all of the artists featured in this show, check out the website currentlyoffair.com and tune in again for further journeys around the world.
Thanks for listening, and till next time, bye for now.